Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Circle of Knowledge podcast. I am so pumped that I'm on the road today to interview an awesome individual, an amazing professional, and a really cool dude. You guys are going to love it. Without any further ado, I want to bring on and introduce to you guys my good friend and awesome, awesome colleague in the world of awesomeness, Mr. Carlos Siquierra, everybody. What's up, brother? Oh, my gosh.
What's going on, my brother?
Check this out. Look at everybody. He's got wings. So cool, oh, my friend.
It's about to go down. You got John Kovac and Carlos Inspire in the house.
We're going to, dude, I know this is going to be such a fun interview and chat. And I'm just excited to have a friend in the house. And Carlos and I both know each other mutually from our mutual friend, Mr. Awesome Eric Swanson, who by way of me filling in on stage for an opportunity to speak, Carlos and I were able to be connected, and I was super excited to have him on our podcast. I know you've got a show too. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into about you.
Yes, man. So I've been running this show that I started many years ago, where I was interviewing like once a quarter, like legends of personal development. You know, a lot of friends of us, Sharon Lecter, and you know, the legend behind, she's the actual rich mom behind Rich Dad Poor Dad. You know, she's edited one of my favorite books, Outwitting the Devil. You know, I have legendaries that are no longer here with us. Rest in peace, my brother Frank Shankwitz. You know, we had shared so many stages. Even through our Mr. Awesomeness platform, Habitude Warrior. And, I mean, just so many amazing people that I had the honor to feature in my show. Frank Shamrock, UFC legend. Pink Floyd member saxophonist Scott Page. A lot of amazing people. And I wish I would have, instead of done it back in the day, I used to do once a quarter. I wish I would have done it once a day, you know, so I could have had more people. But, you know, now I start doing more often the show, and now I release a new episode every week. People can go to carlosinspireshow.com and loaded with awesomeness. A lot of great, great people, and we always sharing amazing advice that's impacting lives around the world, my friend. So thanks for asking, brother. And it's an honor for me to be here, Circle of Champions, the champion circle, baby.
That's right. And I just want to type it in the screen here. Did you say Carlos Inspire Show or Carlos Inspires Show?
CarlosInspireShow.com.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it. We're putting that one up there. I just wanted everyone to be able to see this. This is fantastic. Boom. Carlos Inspire Show.
Yes, no, man. And I've been so honored, man. We're having so much love from people around the world. 5-star, hundreds of reviews on Apple, the shows around the world. We also on Roku TV, and it's a lot of greatness. I always talk, like, I love, you know, shows and podcasts like this, because when we are no longer here, you know, that's a library, right? That's the place they can get to know us. They can get to know us how we are when we are interviewing. And I also do some solo episodes that I'm going to start adding more in between interviews. So they get to know us. And when you're no longer here, you have something that people can, whenever they are going to something difficult, you know, something they're struggling with something, it is a place that we can go. One thing that I always love to say, John, is that, you know, you and I was even talking about this earlier, right? That for you guys that are going through some struggles right now, know that God would never put you through something if he doesn't think you can handle it. Come on, Brother Carlos.
Yeah, man. You know,
it's, because sometimes, you know, those struggles that we all go in life, all the people that are idols, some of those legends, you know, they went through the same to be where they are. And I just remember 30 years ago, selling bread on the streets, I heard about them, you know, and to have the honor to get to know them and be their friends and share stages with them, sometimes I think it's still a dream. You know, I'm just so humble and honored, you know, because hard work works, man. I tell people
hard work does work.
The law of attraction doesn't work unless you put in the work.
Oh, man, I love this already. Thank you for sharing that. And I agree with you 100% on, well, everything. But one thing you mentioned was, you know, I wish we could have done this every day, because I too had some stages to share with Frank at one point. And then when Frank passed away, that opportunity was no longer available. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to reach out to all my friends. And not that I'm going to prospect any of my nearly dead friends, but like, I would need to make sure I reach out to those people who are getting to that age. But you just never know when somebody leaves this earth.
Getting to his head more often, right? And then asking him more questions, yeah. Maybe having multiple episodes with the same person. Like, you know what I mean? I don't see that, you know, in podcasts and media shows and TV shows out there. Because, and then life is so short, guys. Like, all that we have is this moment right now. That's all we have. That's all we can control. I know that sometimes we plan things for the future. I love planning and scaling companies and all that fun stuff. But guess what? We cannot control what's going to happen tomorrow. Another virus, another something. Like, you know, it's always going to be something. You know, one thing that here's some wisdom. I asked a billionaire friend of mine, how does it feel to become a billionaire? And you know what he said? He said, Carlos, at the beginning of school, you see the commas in the bank account. But after a while, you realize that the insecurities, the fears, the anxiety, the comparison, all that voice, you guys know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That voice, it never goes away. It gets better within time. But there was so much wisdom in there because I was like, wow, we suffer sometimes so much because we want all those things. And then we think that when we get it, we're going to be so happy. But happiness, it's all around us. I can walk out of my studio and I can go hug my daughter. You know, we homeschool her. I have my wife. You know, we travel around the world. My daughter spoke at many of the stages. She's actually was one of the featured speakers on Eric's stage since she was a little girl. She was 5 years old. Now she's 9, you know? So it's like, for me, that's priceless because if I die, I know that somebody, you know, is going to carry on the legacy because that's her world. You know what I mean? Like Sharon Lecter loves her, you know, Alex Stern, billionaires, like they love seeing her on the stage, you know? So, you know, it's pretty cool, right? For a little girl having like those legends as friends and followers and fans, you know, I wish that I would have had a dad, you know, but some of you guys know my story, you know, father died in a car explosion and stepfather was murdered. You know, as I tell to my celebrity friends, man, and I do this when I'm on the stage, whenever they tell me a problem or a CEO that I'm mentoring, I go, wait a minute. One more time. It is an actual whistle. Wait a minute. Do not make me call the Black Widow. A viuva negra. That's what they call my mother. And I do this on the stages. And it's the funniest thing because I have my suits on, you know, and I pull my hand in my wallet. They already know it's coming. And the funniest shit, John, is when you see their lawyers or their agents around or their board of executives, and I do this shit. And there's such a massive pattern interrupt. Because what is wrong is always available, and so what is right? We can only control right now. If I'm not elevating my frequency, my vibe, if I'm not bringing it, then how am I going to show up? How do I expect my team, my sales team, my customer service? How do I expect to mentor others or coach others if I'm not coachable myself? If I don't have a coach myself? If I don't preach what I follow? You are what you preach. Come on, Carlos, say it again. What do you preach? The things that the way how you live is based upon the things that you preach. And whenever in your head, figure a 355 chubby Brazilian gorilla, say, wait a minute. You know, I haven't done that in a while. I just miss the stages so much, man. I love the stages. It's one of the quickest way, you know, to build credibility, gain visibility, and turning massive profitability, man. I just love the stages, man.
Well, I want to compliment you, Carlos, because you reminded me that being on a stage, whether it's through Clubhouse, just using Audible, auditory voice, whether it's on a podcast or a Zoom call, your stage is an opportunity, and you bring the energy every single time. I want to introduce you a little bit more to my listeners so they can get to know you a little bit better. You guys, Carlos Siqueira is, you know, he's one of a kind. I mean, there's no one like this gentleman. He's an inspirational speaker. He's an investor. He's a social media influencer. He's a cryptopreneur and a business acceleration strategist. He's written the book. It's the Work Like an Immigrant, right? That one. Nine Keys to Unlocking Your Potential. Such a cool concept. But I want, for those of my listeners who don't know who you are, take a few minutes and just paint the picture. Where did Carlos come from? Who is he? What is your upbringing? And lead that up to the present.
Man. So I appreciate, man, the kind words. You know, one thing that I always say is that your brand, your business, your life, you know, I go back, you know, to the struggle. I never forget the things where I come from. Because, you know, your life, your brand, it lives and it dies by the stories and the words that you think and that comes out of your mouth. And then every time that people ask me this question, my upbringings, I go right back to a little boy that was 7 years old. I want you guys to picture this. Imagine, let's rewind, you know, your favorite movie 20 years ago. And now you are walking to the bus and you see a little boy, chubby little boy, in a bicycle, and he has bread tied to the back of his bicycle. This little boy had a dream to take his mother out of the hood, to end the suffer and the abused that they were suffering. This little boy's father died in a car explosion, a very horrible car accident. This little boy was abused, he was bullied, he was tortured. But he had a dream. This little boy was hungry. And he told his mother, let me help you sell some bread. And his little boy was big, because even though he was 7, he always looks a few years older. And now you walk into your bus, and riding, and then it's early in the morning, you're hungry. And his little boy is trying to get your attention with a bunch of other little kids around. And now imagine, you're on the way to that bus, and the little boy goes, super nervous before he done that. Who here hates selling? Who here gets that cold in the belly? So that little boy didn't have a choice. I say, you want to change anything in life? We must to change first. We must to do the things that we don't feel like doing. We must to face your worst fears. And I just looked the devils in the eyes and I say, okay, I'm going to go for it. Because if I didn't sell that bread, if you don't sell your services, your family will suffer. You won't fulfill that dream of yours. Don't make promises that you don't plan on keeping. Those are the words the little boy told himself 30 years ago. But now you are walking to that bus and you see this little kid and he, so many people are trying to get your attention, but you hear something, a sound, a noise. Bread, bread, I have the best bread in town, ladies and gentlemen. You eat this bread and you will feel amazing. You eat this bread and it doesn't matter what your boss or your husband or your spouse say, you know it's gonna be your day. And that little boy just had a dream and he did whatever he had to do. That little boy was hungry. You gotta be hungry, like my boy Les Brown say, baby. That little boy was ready to mingle, and I'm no longer single, ready to bring you a whole lot of satisfaction, because he took massive action. And that little boy did whatever he had to do. And he didn't stop making those sounds and blowing that whistle until he sold all his bread. And then his friends saw that. He's like, how did you do those things? Then he started helping his friends. And he understood the power of collaboration and helping others achieve their goals from a very early age, so he could deal better with all his rage. The little boy has a lot of hurt inside of him. The little boy, a lot of hate and anger. A lot of bad things and horrible things were done to him and his mother and his friends. The little boy saw people die and be murdered. But that little boy had a dream. And he worked every single day, making 50 cents a day for 11 years. How long are you willing to go without a paycheck? How long are you willing to go not making what you should be making, but going after that dream of yours. As my good friend Sharon Lecter liked to say, you never know when you are 3 feet from the gold. And that little boy kept it going. And 11 years later, he left Brazil with his mother, with $800 in his pocket, to the United States of America. And then he just kept doing what he did, selling on the streets, door to door, helping other people get to their goals, get into their dreams, helping others, compressing decades into years, because he understood one thing that's very powerful, which is sales and marketing. They are your twin tickets to freedom. Don't outsource that. Learn that first, because that's how you're going to be able to bring the bread and the butter to your table so you can help your family and fulfill your dreams. And the little boy just became better over the years, collaborating, helping others, sharing his message, and going out there and just being a person of value. When you are out there sharing your message, don't focus on pitching. Focus on serving. Focusing on helping others achieve their goals. And I promise you, you're never going to go hungry. You achieve things that you never plan on achieving. You know, some of the goals that I've done in life is sometimes I don't even believe them myself. You know, it's just, I get very emotional because it brings me back to those times. You know, and then one thing that I always say, John, you know, not only is the process of selling the bread, but one thing that I learned early on, which is what else can we do for our clients, right? What else? How can we go above and beyond? And I understood, brother, one thing so powerful, which is creating an experience, like, which has served me so much. Now, when I travel the world speaking on stages or people hire me to come and speak at their masterminds and helping them sell high tickets. And I understand experience because at 7 years old, I was like, okay, guys, you bought the bread. Now come over. I already got everybody laughing. They're like, oh, you're so funny. Do the whistle again. You know? And I was like, okay, guys, now close your eyes. And I want you guys at home closing your eyes, holding that bread. And you're there with me. It's 1990. And we're in Brazil right now. And right before you get on that bus and you're eating the bread. And I say, imagine being in Disneyland. That's our dream. In third world countries in South America, that's people's dream, coming to Disneyland. And imagine your favorite character now saying to you, and I'll make sounds. And they never again in the entire life, every time that you're going to eat bread from now on, you're going to think of me. Because I'm about, how can I make every experience of being interviewed on a show, being on a podcast, being on a TV show, helping a client, you know, speaking for the church or speaking for a school or a prison, how can I make it even better? How can I just make a simple fact of having breakfast, dinner, and lunch with my wife and friends or being on a Zoom? How can I make it better? And then I always, you know, focusing on creating something unique, you know, that uniqueness. And we all have that. Sometimes we don't think, oh, we cannot do this. Oh, no. If you search deep enough, you will find it, my friends. Mm-hmm. And I want to challenge you guys, you know, to just ask that. Ask yourself, you know, where are you heading? And who are you going with? Who's going to go on that bus? What is your uniqueness? And how can you bring that on camera? How can you bring that into your copy and sharing with others, you know? So it's about customer experience. Sales and marketing is your twin tickets to freedom, and creating an experience that no one else will do. Those two things right there will change the game for anybody struggling right now with sales and visibility and branding. Just massive, brother, that I learned a very long time.
So amazing. And you transitioned perfectly. I mean, we went from your history, your story, to who you are now, and to the stuff, the subjects, the things you love to teach about. I'd like to direct the question and say, you know, there's a few questions I have about you and your story and your background. But before we get to that, teach us what is a nugget of knowledge you'd like to share with the audience and let them know. You mentioned branding, you mentioned social media, you mentioned all of that. Tell us a little bit about what knowledge you hope to instill on a group of entrepreneurs hoping to learn more about what it is that they need to do to up their life, up level their game, and up level their business.
No, I love that, John. That's a great question. One thing that I love, guys, that I've been doing for a very long time is I call it data mining. Very few companies, they do those things. Every time that I help a few Fortune 100 companies, I've been fortunate to do over $1 billion with a B in sales and services for Fortune 100 companies. And you can look it up. You can go on LinkedIn, companies like Comcast, Xfinity, Dish, DirecTV. I also help many coaches and authors and consultants selling their high-ticket programs. So I understand the human behavior. That's one of my superpowers. When you understand the human behavior, what does it make? What does it tickle your clients to buy? What does it make someone open their wallet and choose you as the only choice every time it comes down to solve a problem that they are going through right now at this moment? I wanted them to, when they facing that problem, who they think about? Like, for example, if I would be, you know, like branding so powerful, like if I would be holding a white phone with a white cover here, you know, without seeing it in your mind, what is the first thing that you can think if it would be a white phone? Apple. They brand the freaking color. You know what I mean? It's like, how powerful is that? Just so for you guys to understand the power of branding. If I would tell you guys, you know, close your eyes and think about a car insurance company. You need to buy a new car and you need to get a new insurance. And let's say if your best friend owns the company, the greatest of all time car insurance. Let's say that's the name of your best friend's company. But what company did you thought about in your head first? You probably thought of about Geico or Farmers or Progressive. You probably think of one of those companies. I guarantee you, you didn't think about your friend, the greatest car insurance. You know, you did not think about that. Again, why? Because Apple, Farmers, Progressive, those companies, they understand a thing or two about branding. Look at the Olympics. Who was in the commercial? Who was sponsoring a lot of them? Xfinity, Comcast. You see, I helped them make billions of dollars, you know, so they're spending that money. But again, what did I just did here? A teaching moment, right? I told you guys what I do. I'm demonstrating now in real time, and it's about branding. And now here's something. I want you guys to go and call three clients, the last three people that handle your money. And then if they haven't bought it from you, the last three people that you help them in exchange for testimonials. They were struggling, and okay, I'm gonna take you in as a case study, and they in exchange for a testimonial, for them to give you written and a video testimonial. So whether people that paid you or that you took them as a case study, you're gonna go back to them, and you're gonna ask them this one powerful question. This is one out of 23 multi-million dollar strategies that I teach, but this is the most powerful one. And that question is, where, let me see, what is my heart? Cannot find my heart, but where in the heart of hearts did you decided emotionally and financially to invest time and money into me? One more time, guys. This is a very powerful question. I want you to guys do this. This week, call three clients, your last three. Whether they bought you your services, your book, they hire you as a trainer, as a coach, they pay you to come and speak for their corporations, they hire you as a sales trainer, whatever is your industry. I don't care what you sell. You can sell bottled water. You know, you can go and ask that question, because what's going to happen is right there, right? I wanted to know, because if we can pinpoint it, now you're getting data, but you get something very important. You're getting emotional data. They telling you exactly. You're going to pinpoint it to the millisecond. And you're going to say, let's say if I would call John. Let's say, for example, if John would be one of my clients, I'll be like, hey, John, you know, I have a very important question for you. I'm doing a branding experiment. I need you to be brutally honest. And I need you to remember the exactly millisecond. When did you make that choice to have me come over? Let's say, for example, and speak and for his mastermind. Then I'll be like, other masterminds that I spoke and I help people close deals, I'll be like, hello, John, hello, Tony Robbins, hello, whoever, right? Hey, when in the heart of hearts did you decided emotionally and financially to hire me to come and service your company, to come and speak for your mastermind, to come and help you sell high-ticket coaching programs, to come and help you do a sales training for your corporation? Mm-hmm. So then I will write it down. I would literally, because that moment right there, that millisecond, I can now take that and I can go on Instagram or my stories, and I can go and say, have you ever were so burned out trying to sell your coaching programs, and you try everybody, and nothing worked. And you just throw money after bad advice over and over and over again. Well, that's exactly what one of my clients just told me. And that's why I'm here. So you see, it's a simple example. But what if I, let's say a very competitive industry, health coaching, right? Okay, you're a health coach right now. You guys know, very competitive. Now, health coaching, coaching, consulting, speaking, very competitive. So you got to be disruptive. And here's the secret. Once you get this data, now you can take what exactly what they told you. You can create short form variation videos, and then you can put it out there. And you can test it, multiple variations, putting $1 to $5 per video, targeting, hyper-targeting your ideal avatar, like the person that you just call, and retarget the shit out of them. Because now, that's the secret, guys. It's not, people make this complicated, John. I'm uncomplicating here for you guys. First step, you're going to call three people. You're going to ask them, where did I head you? Then you're going to grab that data. Now you're going to do some silly videos. You're going to break their pattern, and now you're going to take those videos and you're going to run ads towards those videos, and you're going to do multiple variations. I don't care, 30 seconds to 1 minute video. And then you're going to target the people that are more likely to give you money. And then you're going to retarget the crap out of them. So every time they're online, every time they go anywhere, guess what they're going to see? Yourself. So, you know what I mean? So that way there is the keys to the kingdom. You know, the key, John, is that most people, they quit. Like our good friend Sharon Lecter said, when they're 3 feet away from the goal, and because they don't have like a support system, right? Whether it's a mentor, a coach, a mastermind group, you know, like you gotta have that support. You gotta have a team. You need to have, you know, people around you. And if you don't have the money, you know, that's the biggest thing that I wish that I would have done, which is put myself around others that are where I want to be. I'll go over there and, hey, can I come to your mastermind? Can I serve some water? Can I clean? Can I sweep it? Can I fix the chairs? You know, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, you got to do what you got to do. If you're not visible, they are not talking shit about you, guess what? You're not doing a great job. Either they have to talk about you. I want to talk about John at the dinner table. I want people to talk about me at the dinner table. If that's not happening, I'm not doing a great job. And that's what I want to challenge you guys to do this when you do it all the time. You always do data mining. You always do videos. You always run ads. And you always get on the phone and you say, would you like to be my client? Would you like to buy my product or services? Would you like to buy my book? Would you like to join my mastermind? Would you like me to come and speak for your corporation? You don't be afraid. What are they going to say? No. It's better to have a no
than a no answer.
And most people, they have so much fear. But guess what? Not doing nothing, it's already no. So might as well go for the no. And if they say no, you say next. They say no, and you say next. You feel me? That's the right there, bro. That's the secret. You know what I mean? It's just like doing that forever.
You know? I love that. And that's such good advice, such good counsel for a lot of this audience. And for me too, I love this information because essentially you have it within you already. Everything that you need to be a good salesperson is within you now. We rely on, whether it's fear or we rely on, oh, I'm an extrovert versus an introvert, or all these random things. It's like, no, look, you've got it all, and you've just got to be hungry, right, my friend? Okay. Hey, tell me a little bit about this 3-2-1 challenge. That was an awesome issue statement you made to the audience. Tell me a little bit more about the 3-2-1 challenge.
So the 3-2-1 challenge is basically, you know, you guys, we go on a challenge, you know, and then we just get out there 100 days doing more often of the things that we don't feel like it. And then every single day, you literally, basically, every day, we must to consciously put ourselves in an environment that we don't feel like doing it. Mm. So every single day, like say you don't feel like, you know, making calls and going for the no, then I want to challenge you guys just to make a few calls. Just go pick up your phone. Everybody have hundreds of people in your phone right now. Let's say if you are a coach, you are a consultant, you are a speaker. When is the last time that you called every single person on your phone and said, hey, I'm a coach on this subject. Who do you know? I see that you own a company. Would you like me to come in and speak for your company? I'll come in for the first time for free to show you what I got. And then the second time, you know, you tell me how much. You know what I mean? And then if I am going to come for free in exchange, all that I ask is a video testimonial. yeah. and written testimonial so that I can share with others, because that builds credibility. You know, people can sense it. You know, you can go and try to hire an actor, but no, don't do that, because, or you can get on a stage, you know, with a celebrity. No, don't do that, because if you're going to pay for that, eventually they're going to figure it out. You know, it's like, no, just get in the game. Get in the game, do a first one, do a couple of for free, then ask for the testimonial, because now you're going to get the real testimonial of how you really did it. So the whole purpose of the challenge board is just basically 100 days so we can condition our mind through mental toughness. Every single day doing more things that we don't feel like it. We know that we got to wear exercise. Okay, great. I'm going to exercise twice. You know, even if, which again is a great for mental. Even if you do it like in the early in the morning before you start your day, highly recommend. So that's when I go into my creative, and then you're going to be better, the blood flow, the circulation. And then you do it again in the middle of the day, right after a bad call, right after you've been rejected 50 times, selling your courses and your books and your masterminds and trying to get deals. And then right there at that moment, shut it down, everything, and go for a walk around the block for 50 minutes. And you just can walk around the street, around your block, and you go, today and every day, I'm getting better. Today and every day, I'm getting stronger. Today and every day, I am the voice. You know, like, I am a leader. I will lead, not follow. I will create, not destroy. I am a force for good. I am a force for God. Defy the odds, you know. Set a new standard. I learned that from Tony Robbins. You know, Tony calls me the Latino Tony Robbins. But it's so powerful. You know, I shared stages with Tony. Another dream. It was such an honor, you know, being mentored by him and shared stages with him. But, you know, those, the words that you, your state, it will reflect when you are out. Like right now, you guys can feel my energy transferring through the screen, because I want you guys to win. I'm not holding back, because if I'm holding back on giving you an advice or want you to win, I'm holding myself back. Because if you hold back, if you don't give your best, what if I don't wake up tomorrow? What if this is the last podcast, the last TV show, the last of my entire life? How would you want it to show up? And what if every time from now on you show up that way? By every day, you make the 3-2-1 challenge. Every day, a thing to remember. Every day, you do something. You already know. You're happy. I'm about to do something that I don't feel like doing it today. I'm going to go on an ice freaking bat instead of taking pain pills. Not an advice, but hey, just... I don't like pain pills. I just go on the ice and I just go there and I go there and I submerge myself and I try to break my own records and it's agonizing. It hurts. I cuss. I get mad and angry and I release my feelings, you know. But again, we are humans, guys. That's no life is perfect. I don't care what level you become. I achieved so much in my life. I achieved so many dreams, but it doesn't matter. We're still human. We still cuss. We still get upset. I'm married for almost 15 years. She's Mexican, Italian, American, triple threat. You know, it's always something. You know, if suddenly any guru or anybody tell you that they got it, the perfect formula, oh, my mastermind is the best in the whole world, all your problems will be solved. Run like you say, Bolt, baby. You know, you go because it doesn't exist. I'm breaking it to you right now. Mm-hmm. Gotta keep it real or die trying. But that's what it is, man. Like every day, just it's like a lifestyle. Every day, I'm about to do something that I don't feel like it, but I'm gonna do it happy. I'm gonna consciously put myself into an uncomfortable environment so that I can lose the weight, so that I can make more sales, so that I can build my brand, all the things that we don't want to do it. But then if we don't do it, if I don't take time to talk to the wife, then I, you know, probably throw something, you know, Latins, you know, throw something. And then if I don't spend the time, then the marriage won't, I wouldn't be married for almost 15 years. If I don't spend the time working on my health, then I will have a heart attack. I have a few health problems in the past. But again, we got to walk or talk. And the more that we talk, it's better for us. Because you also, you know, what I always say is, you know, we don't preach what we must. What I always say is we don't preach what we must to remember. Mm-hmm. We preach what we must to also do. You know, because that's the key. And a lot of people, they don't want to talk about this stuff, right? Our fears, our insecurities, our mistakes. But talk about it. They're going to forget about it. Oh, Carlos, you are too silly on that TV. Oh, you shouldn't go on a bicycle or on a stage. But like, yeah, that lent me hundreds of stages in the Oscars with celebrities and corporations that pay me $50,000 for 1 hour of my time. Because I roll up on a bicycle, on a little girl's bicycle, on a pink bicycle with a sombrero and bread. And I threw bread at celebrities and influencers. And again, at first, even I told myself, am I really going to do this shit? But then I was like, ah. But again, it's that shit that nobody want to talk about, that voice.
Right.
I share it, and I want to challenge you guys to share it, because again, it's walking the talk, right? It's following the things that we preach. Just look at the devil. Look at the fears. Just face it head on. Say, I'm coming, baby. I'm going for you. And share your voice, because when you do share your voice, you are giving others permission to share their voice. You know, and that's why I always tell people, just master storytelling. Master. Learn this. Like sales and marketing. Don't outsource it at the beginning. You do it. Fail forward. Like, go for that no. Get rejected hella times. And I bet you, eventually, let's say if you want to sell over $1 billion like I did, then the only way to do it, I got to have to get. Imagine how many times I got rejected. Holy shit. It's thousands and thousands and thousands. To get to that level of results. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's why you gotta learn the shit, and you gotta get in the game, and you gotta be in proximity with people like John and Eric and Sharon Lecter and all our friends. Get yourself there first. Like yesterday we were on the stage. It was Grant Cardone, myself, John Legere, the founder of T-Mobile, and Manny Fernandez. We had thousands and thousands of people came to the room. And again, we were just like this. We just playing full out. Being vulnerable, being honest, talk about it. People are like, no, ain't no, this shit ain't no perfect. You know, we all deal with our own demons, just a different level, just a different frequency. And one thing that came out of that was all of us wish that at the beginning, instead of us being so driven and so solopreneurs,
yeah, absolutely,
ourselves in proximity with others, that we collaborated more. That we would reach out to more people that were already doing it or were where we wanted to be and serve them versus us being so driven, like so solopreneur. And that was key right there. That's some wisdom what I just say right now. Take that time. Just take a breather. Call your friends. Call your homies, you know, and offer, hey, man, what do you need help with? What can I do to add value? Hey, you have a podcast? I have a podcast. Oh, you have a stage, 1,000 people? I have a stage, 1,000 people. Let's swap it. You know, just get creative. Do what you got to do. Go for that no. If you don't ask, you won't know. You know, it's like, you know, it's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. You've hit on so many great principles, but I want to add to that and just say you're absolutely right. And to the names you're sharing, you and I, Carlos, have both been in the personal and professional development world for a while now. And we do know that there are some people who aren't as honest as they portray on stage, or aren't as good of business people as they portray on stage. But the people you've mentioned, the people we're associated with, I've found that this is the centerfold. This is exactly where, if you are delving into personal development or overcoming challenges or looking for the things and advice and the counsel that you need to get over the hump that you're stuck on right now, this is the type of people. These are the people that you can trust and that you can follow, because this is the individuals who have gone through hell and back to understand and share the true value and principles of success. And I wanted to honor you in saying that, because you have done that. You've gone to hell and back. You've been all over the world and have spoken on many stages, sharing stages with some of the top and amazing speakers in the world. And you know that we are surrounded by the right people. And that's just a really, really positive. And well, it sings dividends about your character and who you are. And I know you guys got to go check out his book and his series and everything else that he's doing, because his energy will fill you. It will give you excitement, and you will bet your bottom dollar. I've said that a couple of times the last couple of days. You will bet your bottom dollar that you will walk away being like, I will never forget Brad, or I will never forget Carlos because of, you know, the story of the kid. And that's what you get when you get Carlos. And I just wanted to honor you, my friend, and share that about you. And also thank you. Thank you for bringing this energy. Thank you for taking this stage and taking the opportunity to teach, to mentor, to share, and to counsel with my audience, of course, and two, to talk about the values and principles of life.
Yeah, no, man, thank you, brother. It's always an honor being around amazing people. You and your partner, business partner, Eric, man, you guys, you know, so many stories. I mean, Eric and I, we go back a few years, all the legendary people that been on his stage, and now you guys are doing business together. You know, it's like, I used to joke with Eric, you know, we need to create like a Navy SEAL program so that people need to earn it before they get on a stage, right? They got to go through the, they got to go like, all right, let me see your background. Show me how much struggle you've been through before mm-hmm. you earn the right to be on the stage. Or to anybody nowadays, they can go on social media, call themselves a CEO or an influencer or a public figure. But it's like, you know, you got to walk the talk. You got to earn it. You got to go through those rejections and that no and help people and demonstrate it. Like I tell people, okay, you are that great. Show me, don't tell me. You know, I could have come over here and say, I'm Carlos, I did all this and blah, blah, blah. But, who, you know, I tell people, okay, hashtag that's cute. What are you doing right now? How can I right now give value to you? You know, and that's what I tell people. I mean, if you're that great, show me, don't tell me. And that's why I like to demonstrate and do things. And sometimes in the middle of an interview, you see what I just did? It's a teaching moment. I do that all the time. Because for me, it's unconscious so that people, you guys can apply it in your own business, in your life. And then we froze it. Oh, and then we're back. You know? It happens all the time when I'm doing my show too. But again, I don't edit it. I just go with the flow because some things in life, you can't edit it. Some things in life, you just have to go with the flow and with the punches. To seek perfection, my friend, it doesn't help. It's just too much stress. Nothing would ever be perfect, but you can always perfect your craft. Ooh, Carlos, come on. You know, somebody
write come on, baby.
And drop an amen. Because I know some of you are waiting, you know, to call John, you know, to come to his events. Some of you are waiting for, waiting for the website to be done or for the funnel or for me to finish this course. And then I'll come to see you, John. I'll come to see you, Carlos. No, no, no. You know, don't wait. You come to see us now and let us change your life. You know what I mean? It's like you keep coming back to this show over here every time that John does it. You follow us on social media and you take the golden nuggets that we're talking about it right now and go apply in your life and then send us a DM on social media. Damn, man, I apply what you told us and my entire life changed. And thank you. All that we have, like, this is free. We're not charging. You know, the way how you can repay us right now, you tag three people right now that are struggling in their business, in their life. And you tag them right now here to this show and you invite them and you message. And if you see us, John or myself out there speaking, here's another ninja tip or on Clubhouse or anywhere on social media. And, you know how you get on influencers, you get on their radar. A lot of people, they like to engage. Engagement is key. I've done a lot of talk about engaging, but you know how else you get on the radar, especially when you know that they have nonprofits and they're helping. You send them a tip. Send them a $5 to $25 tip on their social media, like on their Clubhouse, on their social media. Because when you tip somebody, it's a different type of message that they get and a different type of response. This is a ninja tip. But don't do it expecting that they're going to be like, put you in on the show or giving you a movie or let me connect you with Robert De Niro or whoever, you know. Yeah, you want me to give you Tony Robbins phone number? You know, no, whoa, you know, like, hey, Carlos, can you connect me with the founder? Whoa, you know, don't do that. You will kill the relationship. You do it because you felt value. Every time I hear John speaking, always drop massive value. So if you hear John speaking on his show right now on Clubhouse, go to his social media and tip him. You know what I mean? Because guess what? You know what I mean? It's not that we don't need it, but guess what? We are always out there helping others. Like this book here, 100% of the proceeds goes towards ending hunger. I don't keep a dollar. Thank God I've been blessed. But the teaching here is that it's a different way that you should become and be on the radar or other influencers. Because they're going to see you and they're going to be like, wow, man, this person. Every time, you know, I hear amazing people talk. I don't care who it is, Gary Vee or anybody out there. They doing something about their causes. I tip. I don't ask for nothing. You know what I mean? Eventually, they'll be like, hey, they'll call you. They'll get to know you. They'll follow you. You know what I mean? And then they respect you because they see that you walk the talk. But don't do it thinking that they're going to have you on the show. You know what I mean? It's like, just do it because you just learned something. You've been empowered. And you go and you pass that on, ladies and gentlemen. You know, just it's like, I'm fired up, Jordan. You got
yeah, and if you guys need any ounce of energy on any day, just rewatch this or re-listen to this podcast because you will get fired up. You will be the fuel. You mentioned a great strategy on how to get in our inboxes by sending us direct messages, listening to our content. How can people directly get a hold of you, Carlos? If they're interested in learning more about you, they're just attracted to your energy. Maybe someone out there is like, man, I love the mindset and mentality. I want to connect with Carlos. How do they get a hold of you?
No, great question, brother. I'm very active on social media. Like one place that I'm very active right now is Instagram. Facebook and Instagram, they own Instagram. So they're spending a lot of money right now on video content. They are promoting video content. Right now they are paying people. They're paying you guys to go on live on your Instagram. And they're going to pretty soon, I don't doubt it, pretty soon Facebook's going to be paying people to also start using their Audible feature more often. I'm just putting that out there. I'm a visionary. I tend to see things far out. I'm just saying it. So based on what I just told you now, I would highly recommend that you use their video and audio features more often on Facebook and Instagram, especially the story features, because a lot of companies right now, all the titans, they are battling for their real estate online, because right now that's the most watched real estate on all industries. Think about it. Twitter fleet, Facebook stories, Instagram stories, LinkedIn stories. Ninja hack here, guys. Everybody's attention right now is on the stories. So you might want to be very strategic there. So I am spending a lot of time, and I do secret lives on Instagram on my stories, and I don't talk about the time so that people get used to come. Again, another teaching moment. So they come over and they always follow you and your brand and the things that you are teaching. So if you guys go to Instagram at Carlos Inspire, I'm always dropping massive content. And if you click on the link underneath my bio, that is a library of gifts and giveaways and massive value that I give it away for free. Whether you want to learn how to get on more stages, get on more podcasts, get a feature on the media. I own a bunch of media and agencies, and I'm an executive producer. You know, I have my hand in many pies, and definitely I'm always teaching massive value for free so that if I am dead, I know that people can go there for the rest of their life and get the stuff that can help them, you know, shrink decades into years, that can help them get a little win in life. And all that I ask, give credit when credit is due and pass it on. Help somebody else in need. You know what I mean? And whenever, if you feel like quitting, just remind yourself your whys. Peel the layers off the onion. Remind yourself why you do the things that you do. But go deeper. You might see the 7 layers of the why. I talk about the 21 layers. Why do you want that? And why do you want that? And why you want that? By the time that you want 17, you are crying. You know, it's like, because again, that stuff, the more that you peel that layer of the onion, the deeper that you're going to connect with your inner self and remind yourself why that you do the things that you do. And that will keep going when you feel like quitting.
Oh, man, I am fired up, Carlos. That is fantastic. And thank you for the information and thank you for the offers. You didn't have to do that, but you are just a giver. But, you know, what goes around comes around. You will receive, and you'll receive the abundance that you constantly, that we are constantly seeking to perpetuate the true value into the world. So I thank you for your time, my brother, and I appreciate all that you shared. Let's not make this the last time, because this was fun, dude. I had a blast listening to you speak.
I'm looking forward to the world to opening up again and us doing things and getting out there and do more things together. You know, Eric and I, we're very good friends, and you guys are doing things together now. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with you guys and adding value and help with anything that I can. And I'm just, it's a blessing. It's an honor being here, my brother.
Absolutely. And I will keep you updated. We are delaying, but looking at the best possible launch for our in-person event series again as we come out with the Habitude Warrior International Conferences. But we are full-fledged running our mastermind and global speakers mastermind, which I'll talk about in just a second. But I want to say thank you, my brother, and appreciate all your time. And you guys, if you didn't get it, I'll put it right back up here on the screen. But for those of you listening at home and not watching, if you will go to Carlos Inspire, on Instagram, and in his link, which will take you to a library of all of the goodies that he gives away. Go check that out, and just follow him. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor and surround yourself with Carlos, myself, and anyone else who is of the vibrance that we carry. And I appreciate you for saying that. And we will be honoring and providing some in-person events coming soon to a conference place, conference summit, hotel somewhere near you.
Check it out, brothers. Whenever, you know, they're opening up again and doing it, outstanding times with those guys, man. John and Eric always bring the love. The people that they bring to their events, like legendary people. Somebody that I actually met in your event that I became very good friends with, a Habitude Warrior, that I just got a special gift. I haven't shared this with anybody yet. Napoleon Hill, Making the World a Better Place documentary. Just got it from, let me block the address here, from the legend, Don Green, the president and founder of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. I met Don Green sharing stage, a Habitude Warrior. And we just became such a close friends. And I received a gift. We always send each other gifts. And he's just somebody that I love and respect. The guy's legend. The guy just, the president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation sat on the table in the kitchen with Clement Stones, people that were his homies with Napoleon Hill and all the legends. And he wore at that kitchen. Imagine if you'd be in the kitchen with, like, being mentored by people like Napoleon Hill and Clement Stone and all these legends. They're like, damn, bro, that must be so cool. Like, I love that stuff and his stories, which, by the way, we had an interview on my show. It was supposed to be 20 to 30 minutes. We went for 90 minutes.
Wow.
Don and I, a few years ago, if you got one of my first early episodes with the legendary Don Green, check it out on the Carlos Inspire Show, man. We had a great time. And he's on the stages all the time with Eric and John and his gang. And I highly recommend. I mean, I just had the pleasure to meet so many amazing people that I built incredible friendships over the years.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much, Carlos. And yeah, I agree. John Green is amazing, president of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And he has been perpetuating Napoleon Hill's mission and goals even past his living days. And that's just, it's so phenomenal. Well, thank you so much again. And I'm going to hit the outro here, but I just wanted to say graciously that you guys surround yourself with incredible people. Carlos is one of those. Trust him, love him, and go surround yourself with that type and vibrance of individual. Tonight we do have a global speakers mastermind session, masterclass. We are inviting just a few people. So if you DM me, I will give you a guest pass to come in and sit in on this. You're not gonna want to miss it. We're speaking with Larry Wilcox, the actor famously known as John from the movie TV show Chips back in the 90s, back in the 80s. You're going to love him. He's fantastic. And again, I appreciate you, Carlos, for taking your time. Thank you so much. And let's change the world together, my friend.
Let's do it, baby. You know the drill. It's about to go down. So check out John and Carlos in the house.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you soon next time. This is John Kovach Jr. with the Circle of Knowledge podcast. Just wanted to take a minute and say thank you again for being a listener. We are in our fifth season. Can you believe that? Fifth season. This is a podcast that we literally started in our basement. And we've graduated. We've evolved. We've added so many amazing guests and speakers to this amazing podcast. And I wanted to just thank you because you guys make it possible. I will report that we've got over 25,000 listeners worldwide. So thank you for being a listener. And to give back, we just want to get touch base with you to learn more about what you love about our show. And if you will please send me an email, direct email, like this is going to be the email that you want to send it to. My email is John, J-O-N at mychampioncircle.com. And that is the email you can reach me at. Please send us some advice, some counsel, some suggestions. If you like any piece of the show or if there's anyone that was on the show that you really loved and want them back on the show, please let us know, because the conversations that we have on this show really do get slightly below the surface. But if we have guests come on for a second or a third time, then we can even get deeper. And that's what I'm all about, is getting into the core and the deep conversations to help you enhance, increase, and improve your knowledge. Selfishly, I do this podcast because I just love learning from amazing people. And I hope you do too. The stories are very, very impactful. They're inspiring. They motivate me. And they also just, you know, get me out of bed every day. I really love doing this show. And if you love it too, please show your support. You can send us some money if you want, but that's not necessarily important. Most importantly, it's just hearing what you want to know. And if you love this show, please go ahead and give us a subscription or a follow or a like, or even just leave a great 5-star review. That would really, really benefit the show. And if you have nothing nice to say, then just buzz off. So again, I'm John Kovach Jr. I'm an international motivational speaker. I'm a global mastermind leader, and I'm the founder of Champion Circle Networking Association, a growing networking association that takes mastermind methodologies and puts them to the test as true professionals seeking to grow and scale their businesses work on that. Every single week, every single day, we follow the teachings of Think and Grow Rich and so many other great, amazing books, which we review on this show. So if you've really enjoyed the content, please show us some love and support. I just want to hear from you. I want to know who's out there. Who's out there? Tell me who's out there. Anyways, we appreciate you. And again, thank you for enjoying the show. We look forward to launching a few more episodes. We go live every week, and we will, if you want to catch us on the live show, that will be on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just look me up. It's John, J-O-N, Kovach, K-O-V-A-C-H, Junior, J-R dot. And you can find us on pretty much anywhere, but we go live on Friday mornings. But the show will launch here on the podcast channel that you listen to every Monday morning. So looking forward to more opportunities to convert and to serve you. So get on it. Go with those amazing counsels, and that makes really good sense, right? But please take the counsel and the knowledge that you receive from this show and put it to action. And let me know what stories, advances, what amazing overcoming challenges you're having in your day-to-day life. All right. With that being said, thank you for listening to the show. We love you.